Older and Bolder by Opal Peard. I am older. In fact, I am old. I know because I have been told. I stepped out of my car one day and looked around for the house I was visiting. I was surrounded by a group of small boys aged about 8. "Is she your granny?" asked one. "No, she must be Tim's granny." "She's not mine." "Well, whose granny is she?" I was not consulted. Eventually, I extricated myself by inquiring loudly if anyone knew where Ivan, a grown man, lived. Relief was evident. Lost granny was found. Another time, I was chatting to a 6-year-old. I told him I was a granny. "Yes," he beamed, "and a very old granny, too, with cracks all over your face." More recently, I clambered off a trampoline. A very caring 10-year-old came over to me to tell me that trampolines were not good for grannies and that his granny had a steel pin in her hip. So it is worthwhile preparing in a discreet way to make things safer and easier for ourselves as we grow older, and to do so before it becomes too difficult. Please think before you act, and don't be like me when I was on holidays. I found myself clutching for dear life onto the rich, soft hair of a camel's coat while I was perched on its hump. It looked a long fall down to the sand. A very useful tool to enable older people to be independent and to be active participants in life is the computer. Many thanks to Terran Your Enterprise Center, which helps people to come to grips with this new aid.